Hi, this is Noel Romy, and today we're going to do a review on Bulk Renamer Utility, which is by Jim Wilshire from the UK. And at the end of the review, I will give you the address to get this software. What can you use Bulk Renamer Utility for? Well, basically what it's used for is renaming a huge number of files in a short period of time. Why would you want to do this? Well, for instance, with me, I use a newsgroup system, and when I download things off of the newsgroups, off of the Usenet groups, the file names all come in with underscores. I don't necessarily like this, but some people do. If you're using Linux, it's better to have those underscores in there. So what this file will do, it'll do a lot of things with file names, renaming file names, etc., etc. So I'm going to show you how to use this program, and we're going to actually rename some files. I actually went in to one of the directory that we're going to rename and screwed up some file names, and we're going to fix them. So I'm going to go into the program right now.
Title start.
If I can get into it.
Let's go 3TC for match edit.
All right.
Red expert.
So we're in the program.
Title is Let's Bulk Rename Utility Creator.
So it says title is Bulk Rename Utility, and that means you're in the window. Now, what this screen looks like is there's a tree view on the left side of the screen, and then to the right of that is a list box with files that you can select. So what you want to do, first of all, is find this
tree view. Shell tree closed.
By alt-tabbing, you can alt-tab, shift-tab to the particular item that you want. So I am on the Celtic directory, which is what I want to change. Now, if you keep shift-tabbing, you'll see kind of going in a backwards fashion through the options so that we can see which files we're selecting. We want to go back and make sure that we replace all files in all of the directories under this Celtic directory. Because what I want to do is take all the underscores out and put spaces in. So I'm going to shift tab, and we're going to go backwards and find the recursive checkbox.
Reset button, hold S. Selections, reset combo box, Usenet, use. Selections, hidden checkbox, not checked. Selections, recursive checkbox, not checked.
So I'm going to check that recursive button, and then I'm going to tab over.
Selections, files, selections, recursive checkbox.
From this box to where we can look at and make sure we're on the right file. So I'm going to go back to where we started, and we're going to start looking at the options, and I'm going to tell you how difficult it is sometimes to get what exactly you want.
Select reset button, alt S.
Now,
shell list control.
We're on the tree view. I have the correct directory selected, so all you got to do is move up and down your tree, find the directory you want, and tab.
Shell list control list view, not selected, Acadia file left .8/19.
Now, this shows that...
1457 objects, left parent 0 selected, right parent full PC cursor.
I have 1457 objects selected, so I'm going to leave it that way. We can, from here, if you want to select individual files, you can do so, or you can just press Control A, which is what I'm going to do, and select all of the files. So what I want to do is rename all the files, and then take these following actions.
Red, X, left parent, one right parent, match edit.
The actions occur in priorities. You heard the left parentheses 1 after the reg expression. And that tells us that that is the first priority. So if you put something in any of these boxes, it will get done from left to right, and it will do it in this particular priority. The first set of options is regular expression, and I wouldn't mess with those unless you really know what you're doing. A lot of these options you don't really want to mess with unless you have a specific need to. So I'm going to just go through every one of the options and tell you what they do, and you'll have to use it at your own risk because it, you know, could cause problems. So regular expression allows you to take a regular expression, which is a really complicated topic, and of course we don't want to get into that right now unless you're a programmer or something. So I'm going to just skip over that tab. If you want to look at that, you can look it up in the menu.
Reg X left reg X file name left parent okay. Right parent name combo box keep 1 of 3.
File name allows you to totally change the file name of the file you're looking at. Now, the best way to use this is if you were to use it with the auto numbering feature, which we'll go into soon. And so you could, for instance, find a CD. These are CDs that I have. You could find a CD, say AfroCalc's CD, and rename all the files in that CD to like 010203. That's the auto number thing. And rename them all to just AfroCalc's. So you would want to use that very carefully. So there's a drop-down box. There's three options here. And the first one is keep. It means keep the file name, which is what we want to do.
Remove.
You can remove the file name completely and add numbers.
Fixed.
And you could put a fixed file name, which is what we were talking about with the example of changing all the file names to the same thing. So basically, if you were to do it in the priorities, you'd have it change the file names to all the same thing and then do an auto number. So that shows you how you can kind of chain priorities. It's kind of complicated, but it's doable.
Keep.
So I'm going to put it back to keep.
File name left parent to right parent edit.
And then you could put a file name in that box if you were to choose the fixed option.
Replacements left parent.
Now, this number 3, replacements, is the important one. So
replacements left parent. File name replacements we'll left parent. Three right parent replace edit.
Replace. So this is just like a search and replace dialog that you would find in a word processor. And so what we're going to do is we're going to replace all underscores. I'm going to put an underscore and
replacements
tab.
Left parent three right parent with edit.
I'm going to replace all underscores with the space bar. So I've put underscore in the replacement dialog and put space bar in the with replace with dialog. Or edit box, and we're done with
replacements
that one.
Left parent, three right parent, match case, checkbox not checked.
We don't want to match case, but you can definitely do that.
Case left parent, four right parent, name combo box, same, 1 to 4.
All right, case. You can change case names of your files. So you can do several things, and we'll show you. I'm going to keep it the same because I don't really care. But for people with that use Linux, for example, or if you're uploading a file to a Linux system, if you want to make all your, because Windows, people don't really care about what the file name is, or how it's, not what the file name is, but how it is, the case of it is. But if you wanted to, for instance, lower it all, you could. So, we have keep, I'll keep it to that.
Lower.
Make it all lower.
Upper.
Upper.
Title.
And title. It means it capitalizes every word of the file name.
Same.
So I'm going to keep it the same. So basically with title, it would just capitalize every first letter of the file
Removals,
name.
Removals, left parent, five right parent, Removals. First chars edit, zero.
This allows you to remove characters in the file name and allows you, the first option is reverse remove the first N characters, remove the first 3 characters, whatever you want to do.
Removals left parent, 5 right parent with edit, 0.
This is
removals
the
left parent, 5 right parent from edit, 0.
Suffix, sorry. It says with, that confuses me every time.
Removals left parent, 5 right parent with edit, 0.
Removals with, that's the suffix, basically. Remove the X characters at the end. And
removals
this
left parent, 5 right parent from edit, 0.
Allows you to remove from
removals left parent, 5 right parent to edit, 0.
A certain value. So these are all character positions. So the first one would be like remove the first 3 characters. The second one would be remove, if you put a 3 there. The second one would be remove the next whatever characters and on and on. So if you wanted to remove from the, for instance, third to the seventh character of the file name, why you'd want to do that, I don't know. But if you wanted to do it, you could.
Removals left parent 5, right parent C. Removals left parent 5.
You can put to remove certain characters in the file name, and you just list those. So if you had a pesky character, if you wanted to remove all your tilde characters, for example, you could do that.
Removals left parent 5, right parent digits, checkbox not checked.
You can remove all digits.
Removals left parent 5, right parent chars, checkbox not checked.
You can remove all characters.
Removals left parent 5, right parent sim, checkbox not checked.
You could remove the lower... Either you can remove the lower set of the character set in the ASCII values,
removals,
or you can
left parent 5, right parent I, checkbox.
The higher character set. Again, these options are really advanced, and not many people will want to use them.
Additions, left parent 6, right parent prefix edit.
Additions. You can add prefixes, so you could put all of, I have all kinds of BBC dramas. So on all of my BBC dramas, I could have it put BBC at the beginning of every one.
Additions left parent 6 right parent insert edit. Additions left parent 6
see.
Right parent prefix edit.
Okay. You've got prefix. You can put it at
additions
the beginning.
Additions left parent 6 right parent insert edit.
Insert is putting it in the middle of the file name, and I believe coming up next is... The
additions left parent 6 right parent at pose edit.
Yeah, so you insert whatever characters at this particular position.
Additions left parent 6 right parent suffix edit.
And suffix is at the end of the file name. Now that isn't the suffix, the file extension. It's before all these things are done on the actual file name before the extension. So that adds it at the end of the file name.
Date modified, left parent 7, right
modified.
Parent, no combo box, none, 1 of 3.
This one you probably wouldn't want to mess with, but it allows you, and I won't really go through all the options, it allows you to change the date, change the file name of the, you know, the file that you're looking at based on the date that it was modified. And so you can look in the manual for the different strings you can use, but it could be useful.
Date modified left parent 7, number in left parent 8, right parent mode combo box, none, 1 of 4.
This is the auto number feature, and I'll go through that.
Prefix.
So you can put a number at the beginning of the file.
Suffix.
You can put it at the end.
Both.
Or you can do both. Now.
None.
I'm going to do none because I don't want numbers, but we'll go through and show you what
number
they are.
Number in left parent 8, right parent insert edit, 1.
Insert. This is the number of digits you want to insert. So if you wanted to put a three-digit number, say 001, or you wanted to put a four-digit number, say 0001, you could do that. And that's where you put that
number in left parent 8, right parent at pose, edit, 1.
Put that at the position.
Number in left parent 8, right parent seg, edit.
And the segment is, like, the number that you want to start with. So if you wanted to start with 21, for example, you put
number
that
in left parent 8, right parent suffix edit.
And suffix is the same thing. That's what segment you want to, what number you want to start with.
Number extension left parent extension. 9, right parent combo box, same, 1 of 7.
These are, allow you to do all kinds of things with the extension to change the case. So we'll go through the options. I'm going to leave it at none.
Lower.
Can change all the letters to lowercase,
uppercase,
title, just like what we did.
Fixed.
You can change it to a fixed thing, so you can change all your files to MP3.
Extra. Remote.
And you can remove the extension, add extra things to it, all kinds of
same.
Things. I'm going to change it.
Extension
the same.
Left parent 9, right parent edit.
And you can put your criteria. If you've put, say, fixed, for example, you can put that in. Now, I should mention at this point that if you don't need to do something and you don't know, basically don't play with your options just to play with them. Because once you hit that rename button, I mean, it can all be reversed. All these changes that you make can be reversed, but it's just better to leave options alone that you don't need to use.
Selections, filter, edit, star.
Filter. I've got a filter of star. You can do any wild card. You could do star.mp3, star.wav, whatever. And it's it just renames, or it picks the files that you want to use. So that's done.
Selections, folders, checkbox checked.
I want to rename all the folder names along with
selections,
the
files, checkbox checked.
File names, so both of those are checked. But if I didn't want to rename my folder names, I'd leave them.
Selections, recursive, checkbox checked.
Recursive, is it done?
Selections, hidden, checkbox not checked.
Hidden. I don't really want to rename hidden files, so I'll leave that unchecked. That option you need to really be careful with, because you could rename system files, and that would kind of be a pain.
Selections, preset combo box, Usenet, Ubuntu.
And I have presets done. Now, what you can do with presets is create a preset with all of the options that you've selected. So I have my directory selected, all my files selected, the replacement string set, everything is set. So what I can do is go up here to the preset menu.
Menu active, new, N.
With Alt-P, with the preset menu, and do new, or
save, control,
save as, or
A.
Save as,
rename, R.
Blah, blah, blah. So, I could save this preset in my Usenet
save
preset.
Save as, A. Save, control, plus S, S.
Which I had the Usenet preset saved, and I'll just
leaving
save
menus.
It. And so now that option, once I select Usenet, all of these options will be saved for me, so I don't have to type in all this stuff. So that it makes it, you know, that makes the steps much easier to use.
Reset button, Alt S. Rename.
Don't want to press that reset button, because that'll make you lose all your options. And I'm going to click the rename button and see what happens.
Warning, files will be renamed. Dialog. You are about to rename 1457 files and slasher folders. OK button.
Sure, let's rename 1457 folders. Now, I wouldn't really want to do that manually, would you?
Rename button, Alt-R.
And it's done it. Now, we're going to wait for the thing to refresh all the file names, because it does that. I have had a problem with it not finding the files to rename, but
jaws cursor.
If you look at your status
1457
bar,
objects left parent 1457 selected right parent rename operation canceled resize symbol resize piece rename button.
It actually canceled
warning,
my
files
rename.
Will be cancel button. Okay button.
All right.
Rename button.
That did it. What I did was I was on the cancel button when I read my status bar with insert page down. Realized that it had canceled the rename operation. So let's read the status bar again. It's best with this program, apparently, to press the space bar on the OK button rather than the Enter. I don't know why that
1457 objects left parent 0 selected right parent folder colon F colon backslash Celtic resize symbol.
Okay, so I would assume that that rename process has finished. Now how do we figure that out? Well, we can keep tabbing.
Piece not select root less bulk PC cursor.
And it's thrown me. I've lost Next. Focus, so I'm going to go back
Jaws.
In here.
Less bulk rename. Less bulk.
And
red X. Red X.
Go
shell list control list view.
Here
not selected.
The shell
by left dot.
And we're going to see if it took out the underscores.
Acadie. Afro cells.
And it did. Because I had underscores in all these file
After
names.
After the break.
And all of them are gone.
Almost an island.
Which is very cool. And what we've done is we have renamed our files, and we've done it successfully. One thing you just want to be really careful with this program, because it can be unforgiving. One cool thing about it, though, if you've screwed up, I'll show you this, and I'll show you how you can fix your mistakes. So say I didn't want to do that. I can just, the usual undo command.
Undo.
And it's going to rescan my folders. Press Control Z is what I did. And we'll see what it did.
Not selected Acadie file left.
Still going.
Acadie. Afro underline cells.
See, it's put
After
the
underline the underline break.
Put back in the underscores.
Underline.
Now, I don't want to keep it that way. So, I'm going to go back to
shells,
the remain
rename
button.
Rename
button.
Warning, files will be renamed. Dialog, you are about to rename.
That's fine.
Cancel button.
Let me make sure.
Root warn, you are about, please double, you are about to rename one files and CC cursor.
Nope. Need to, always check what you're doing before you click that OK button, because you won't get your
shell,
results.
Shell list control list.
So I'm going to press control A again.
Okay.
Go
shell
back.
Shell rename button. Alt R.
Press rename.
War. Cancel
and
button.
Do
OK.
Okay. And it has done its renaming. And we're going to make sure that that's done. So I guess as kind of a very short summary, you want to first go to your tree view, find the directory you want to rename, you know, put your cursor on it. If, for instance, you go to your, say, on this drive, the F drive, and select in the tree view F, then you're going to rename the whole F drive. So be real careful with that. So go to the actual directory you want to start going to. You don't have to do recursive. It doesn't matter. And then click, select your options, click rename, check your status bar, make sure it's done what you want to do, and then go and tab to your list box, which is what we're going to do now. Seems when it renames,
desktop.
It loses focus. It's a bit of a pain.
Pause. Let's bulk rename util. Let's bulk rename.
And go.
Reg. Shell list control list view. Not selected. Akadi file.
And check.
Akadi. Afro cells.
Okay, so it's worked. It's taken out the underscores, which is exactly what we wanted to do. Now we're done. Where can you get this program? Jim Wilshire he's in the UK. He's got a few interesting programs, little utilities that are free. This program's free. And so his website is www.jimwilshire.co.uk. JimWilshire.co.uk. If you go to his website, you'll find a download link, and you can go to the bulk renamer section and download his software. There are other renamers out there, but a lot of them use MP3 tags to rename, which is kind of a handy thing sometimes. But for the purposes of this, if you want a quick way in Windows to rename a lot of files, if you're uploading them somewhere that it needs to be a certain way, then you can use this program, and it's free, and it's cool. So I hope that I have helped you understand how to use it. Be very careful what you're doing when you use the program. Know what you're doing, know which options you're selecting, and review all of your options before you do it, and make sure you're doing it correctly. So I hope this report has been helpful for you, and that you'll go to that website, download the program, and enjoy the features that it offers. This has been Noel Romy. Thank you for your time.